To answer a few questions that I'm sure everybody's still hot on the topic, nothing's changed on my comments on quarterbacks since the last time we talked. And we're in presently evaluating, now that we have the staff together, everyone that's on the Cardinals team, practice squad, and everybody that played last year, guys that were on IR, and we're all pleasantly pleased with what we're seeing. And but the quarterback situation will take some time. I like what we've got, and what we have will be better. If there's a better option behind door number two, Steve and Jason will search it out for us, and we'll look at that option also and see if that's better for the Cardinals. But getting some guys healthy obviously is critical, especially up front, offensively. I really like what I'm seeing defensively and in the kicking game. So it is indeed my pleasure to introduce our offensive coordinator, Harold Goodwin.
How is everybody doing? I just want to say I'm happy to be here. I'm grateful for the opportunity. And I had the honor of working for Coach for the past 6 years. And I'm excited about the opportunity he's given me. I've learned from the best because he is the best. And it's going to be a great experience. And I'm hoping to continue to follow in his footsteps and do great things as he's done in his past. So I'm excited to be here, like I said, and you know, hopefully we have a lot of success.
How do you guys see this working together? Obviously, Bruce, you talked about how you're going to call plays and with an offensive background. How do you mesh with what Harold brings to the table?
Well, having been together for 6 years, our philosophies are identical. And the offensive line that play that he has done with Sean Coogler and Larry Zierlein, and then last year with Joe Gilbert, has been phenomenal. And what he brings in that area, his expertise there, and now stepping in front of the offense as the coordinator and dealing with those things. I will be calling the plays. But in all offensive coordinator duties, Harold will take those.
How much are you going to zero in on the offensive line, given that that's your expertise and that's been a problem here?
I hope I can zero in a whole lot. That's my passion. Coaching offense is my passion as well. So I've been watching the guys here recently and kind of like what I see. You know, obviously there's a long way to go because everybody can get better, including myself, but I assure you that we're going to do a good job.
What did you like specifically?
I think there's talent there, me personally. Just coming out of Indy, all you need is guys who are willing to work and you can have success. You know, we won 11 games in Indy with guys that didn't think, you know, a lot of people didn't think could play football in this National Football League. But I think there's enough talent here to win games.
Could you identify maybe what some of the problems were then?
I don't want to speak upon that because I don't know what was taught in the past. I just know what I'm capable of doing and that's all I want to do.
There's been a lot of talk about that being the number one priority. How important is it to have a good young anchor person?
I think it's huge. You know, you get young guys and you get them to buy into the system and you build for the future. You got Levi Brown, you have Potter, some guys like that you can build upon, and you had another piece or two and you can have a great offensive line.
Now, the good thing with the injuries that we did have last year, and we got to see some young guys play a lot of football, and guys that you can evaluate 9 or 10 guys, just like what happened to us in Indianapolis. It was a revolving door. Harold did an unbelievable job with those guys. Position flexibility will be huge in what we're looking at up front. And Steve and Jason, we'll look at the needs here in a big meeting this week, and as we evaluate the players and move forward. But offensive linemen, we're not far off.
Harold, has this been a big goal in your progression through the profession to get to this level? Would you have been happy remaining an offensive line coach?
At the end of the day, I'm happy coaching football, but when you work in any profession, you always look to, you know, elevate your status or your level of work, and I welcome this opportunity. You know, I get the opportunity to continue to learn from Coach Arians and also learn from Coach Moore, and also stand, like Coach said, stand out in front of the group and, you know, kind of put my own, you know, flare to the group and see what I can bring to the table, and I think I can do a good job.
When you try and wrap your head around this promotion, what do you see? What is it? What are the challenges?
Challenges is just learning, you know, day in and day out, what are the things I got to get done? You know, that's the biggest thing. In the past, you kind of sit back and you coach your position. You know, now being in charge of the whole group, you're kind of responsible for the tight ends, the running backs, and everybody that's associated with offense. And you also have to, you know, help the other coaches to let them know what you're trying to get out of what we're trying to teach. So that's the biggest thing I'm getting adjusted to.
Every time we make a reference, at least me, I'm guilty of this, to this offense, I say, comma, the worst in the NFL, because statistically they were easily the worst in the NFL. What's the challenge when you look at for both of you and you look at what you've got to deal with and how to turn that around?
And nowhere to go but up. I guarantee we won't be there this year. And I think injuries played a big part of that. And the staff that we've put together, I'm extremely pleased with the teachers. We will have a group of people coaching the tight ends and offensive line. Just like in the past, when I was a coordinator, I spent a ton of time with the quarterbacks and receivers. As Harold will do a ton with offensive linemen, with Larry, Rick Christoffel, Steve Hyden, with the tight end group. So we have a quality group of teachers to handle our blocking unit, along with Stump handling the running backs. So I'm excited with the group of guys, the teachers that we have, and then with Harold's leadership in front, there is going to be a high intensity level. I have to use my correct words. We will have a high intensity level with this young fella right here in front of the group.
Why do you laugh when he says that?
Because, you know, the one thing I learned from him, I'll just say it that way, because he's passionate about this game. He's passionate about winning. And I've learned from that, and I've taken that in, and that's how I approach the game, and that's how I coach it.
So laid back wouldn't be a good
one? No, not for neither one of us. No.
Bruce, at what point in your relationship did you realize, you know, Harold was going to be a good coach, if this was a guy you wanted to work with?
Oh, gosh, probably the first week of spring practice 7 years ago. Watching him work for those guys and how passionate he was about the game and his knowledge of the game, because at that point in time, he was handling all the breakdowns for us and coaching the offensive line. He was doing two or three jobs at once, handling the coverages. And I can't think of four or five times he asked me, hey, what do you want to call this coverage? And for an offensive line coach to have that expertise, you knew this guy had a future. More than just being with the guys up front. And it's only a matter of time before he's a head coach.
Harold, what do you see out of the quarterbacking core that you have to work with right now?
One more time, please.
What do you see out of the quarterbacking core you have to work with right now?
Well, I think there's talent. Like Coach said, you just have to continue to develop that talent. I think as an offense, you know, better protection, you know, better running game is going to help the quarterback. And like Coach has said, you know, one of those guys can't step to the forefront, he's going to search door number two, and we'll go from there.
Aside from Bruce, are there people in your past or present that you lean on for advice, for knowledge?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of guys you talk to. You know, just for instance, I just got off the phone with George Warhop, who's the offensive line coach in Cleveland. You know, there's Lloyd Carr, who coached me in college. There's a ton of people I talk to. You know, if I have a question, I'll lean on Coach himself. But, you know, there's a lot of people, be it inside of football or outside of football, that I lean on personally, just for any decisions or any tough decisions I need to make.
What would it be like seeing your brother twice a year?
Fun. I'm going to win those battles, though. You know, this past Sunday was the last time I could ever root for the 49ers, so that's out the window now.
He says you call him and try to be sneaky about getting information.
You know, you got to try a little bit. I'm sure he won't take those calls on game week anymore.